Blind tasting isn't just a parlor game or a trial meant to torture sommeliers on the path to certification. When practiced by friends around a table with a few good bottles, it can be a wonderful focusing tool that pushes us to think more deeply, or, to use a trendy term, be mindful of what's in the glass. It concentrates discussion, tasks the memory, and draws us ever more fully into relationship with the wine in front of us, and wine in the larger sense. Rajat, for those of you who don't know about him, is one of the most gifted blind tasters in the world, possibly ever. No one I've encountered tastes annually the colossal global range of wines every year that Raj does. And when he tastes, he apparently does so with what I've coined an enographic memory, a truly rare kind of mind. Not only does he remember practically all the wines he's ever tasted, the flavors, contours, textures, acid and tannin levels, but he also seems able to recall salient, even trivial details about them. Their oak regime, vintage conditions, fermentation vessel, etc. It's a remarkable gift, and a vexing one when you're blind tasting with him, your own copious flailing guesses standing out glaringly against his steady stream of perfect calls. But Raj also nurtures his talent with a schedule of tasting and traveling few other people have probably ever undertaken. His life is analogous to the kind of regimen you'd expect an elite runner to follow while training for the Olympics. However, instead of marathons at high elevations, substitute weeks-long treks through the vineyards of France. Instead of sprinting on a track, imagine vertical tastings of multiple vintages of one wine. Instead of hours of stretching, substitute daily walks through vineyards with winemakers, picking up rocks, talking about soil structure, wind patterns, and sun exposure. And in lieu of a diet rigorously monitored by nutritionists and coaches, think of tasting all these wines with the cuisines of their regions, whether at a Michelin 3-star restaurant or at the kitchen table at a winemaker's home. If wine tasting were an Olympic sport, Raj would be standing alongside the likes of Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt at the closing ceremonies. As it is, it's probably not a bad idea for him to don some sweats and hit that running track too. Raj's training, however, comes not from any competitive drive, but from the most heartfelt love of wine and wine culture. When he tastes something that captures his imagination, especially if it's a wine from one of the world's few remaining regions relatively unknown to him, his eyes widen, his attention focuses, and he becomes fixated on knowing its metrics. He'll grab the person who poured it for him by the arm and demand, "Who made this? Where did they work before? What soil is this from? What's the farming like?" Then, you can bet, within the year, he'll arrange a visit to this region, to the very winery that produced the wine. It's a pilgrimage and a compulsion. The investigations and explorations catalyzed by a single taste of wine, the kind that provokes transatlantic and transcontinental travel, requires finding weeks of time in one's schedule, and costs thousands of dollars in travel, lodging, and meals, are the basis for the second reason for creating this book. This second reason isn't just about blind tasting, but tasting in general, and drinking, and talking. Sommeliers and sommelier culture were the subjects of our first book. At the time, Raj was one of them. I was not, but I hung out with them, and we spent much time in a cadre of wine lovers, eating, tasting, and talking about how wine tastes. But now, Raj is no longer a sommelier. He co-owns a few wine brands and spends a lot of time thinking about wine production, which is where his mind was always heading. The natural question after, "How does this wine taste?" becomes, "Why does it taste like that?" Why is the most vexing question in all of wine. Most attempts to explain precisely why a wine tastes the way it does are doomed to fail. But, unlike the great philosophical questions involving life, God, and the universe, with wine you actually can talk to the maker. Like the rest of us, the vigneron, a French term indicating the person who grows the grapes and makes the wine. Our preference over English is winemaker, though we will use both throughout this text. May not be able to explain why the wine tastes the way it does, but obviously she can at least offer some detail and perspective.